Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 2nd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and once again on this beautiful Tuesday morning, we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you, although it's not a typical message. Today, our message is titled Exposing Darkness. Brooksine's going to read the scripture text, the words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5, 8-11.
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them.
Today's message may offend some. Others will heartily agree, and still others may disagree with me for even tackling such a topic this way. Throughout my lifetime, I've been to several cities notorious for evil, such as San Francisco, and most notably, Provincetown, Massachusetts. I've never been to New Orleans, Las Vegas, or Atlantic City, although 15 years ago, Brooksine went on a vacation with her family through the Northeast, and they briefly stopped by Atlantic City. Well, this last weekend, since we were only about 10 miles away, we decided to enter Atlantic City, praying as we entered for a hedge of protection and asking for spiritual discernment to see the demonic activity. We weren't disappointed.
We parked at the south side of the famous boardwalk and walked along observing the people as we passed by the glitzy casinos, generally pretty rundown stores, and quite a lot of down-and-out people. We passed many of the sorriest street musicians and panhandlers imaginable, although one creative fellow who posed as Stone Art did put on quite a show. We posted a picture today of that on our website. We passed those on benches with a bottle of booze half-filled, sleeping off their addictive binge. What a contrast to the Ocean City Boardwalk, just down the New Jersey coast, which we had just walked along an hour earlier.
I suppose we walked about a mile and a half, ending at the most ostentatious casino of all, the Trump Taj Mahal, with gold-colored minarets. The promotional signs outside showed very successful-looking people, handsome men and beautiful women appearing to be having a great time. Actually, I could link to that casino's website as an example, but I won't.
We entered the casino knowing it to be a den of iniquity. As we slowly walked through and carefully observed the setting and the people, they didn't look at all like the promotional ads, and interestingly, they represented every age and ethnic background. They sat at the slot machines and rapidly kept pressing the buttons, some with great disappointment on their faces, and some even banging the machines as though it would force money to come out. At least there was some interaction at the various gaming tables, where we did see a few smiles, and a couple of times a united shout when a player apparently won something. The staff was all dressed up, the table head in a fine suit, apparently an attempt to convey professionalism and success.
Well, the weirdest thing was the background music, a loud, non-melodic, hypnotizing blending of sounds that never ended nor transitioned, but was constant. We wondered aloud if this mechanical sound was psychologically designed to keep the people gambling and oblivious to anything else. Well, I read an article concerning this that describes it this way. Like cool, oxygenated air, constant lighting, and a lack of clocks, the music is there to keep people in the casino and gambling, end quote.
While we were there, we looked everywhere for a clock, but didn't see any. We had always heard that that's one thing you'll never see in a casino, and this proved to be true for our experience. But we saw lots of security guards and mirrors. Perhaps some of them were two-way mirrors. The place was huge, with one large room after another, and I think we only saw a small part of it.
An interesting sign in the foyer as you walk in tells you that photos will be taken of those who gamble, and reminds the people that they need to smile because it's the smiles they want to publicize for others to view. Well, perhaps cameras should be designed to flash automatically when a win takes place. for we certainly would not want the pictures of those who just spent their last cent, or even worse, plunged deeper into debt for the faulty get-rich-quick scheme of the casino.
It was good after just a few minutes to get back outside again and head back to our van. We saw all the evil we needed to see. We didn't need to see it to know already that evil abounds in these kinds of environments. We read a statement recently that says, gambling is fun if you practice restraint. The problem is, restraint is usually thrown out the window along with the wasted earnings.
It's interesting that one of the many distorted pictures Satan paints in having, quote, a good time, end quote, is patronizing a casino or places like it. But Christians are so often portrayed as a disgruntled, judgmental type of people who don't know how to enjoy life. What a deceitful lie many have come to believe. I contrast my observation above with a joy-filled church service, a home fellowship meeting, or a Christian conference like we have just attended where people are fulfilling their calling in life. I consider a happy marriage and the blessing of family and friends to be the ultimate joy this life can bring. And of course, fundamentally, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today I hope we've done an effective job of exposing some darkness and challenging you to live in the light of Christ responsibly, joyfully, and with thankful hearts.
Let's pray. Father God, you've given us so much, and you give it to us with this requisite: to whom much is given, much is required. You've called us to responsibility as we live self-controlled, godly, and upright lives in this present age. With your help, we continue our walk on the straight and narrow path that leads to heaven. We also want to take hold of the hands of those who've chosen the darkened path of evil and pull them into the lightened path of truth. For Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And he is the only way that we can come to you, Father. Amen. I've shared a personal note today, and I'll share that with you. I suppose I've had an opinion about gambling, and of course casinos just didn't even seem to be a topic of my childhood, but it's everywhere now. But I've had an opinion about this since I was a child because I heard about it a lot. I was very fortunate to have parents who had neither a drinking problem nor did they gamble. In fact, they had very strong convictions against both, in part because of Daddy's Christian heritage, but also due to the destructive influence it had in my mother's upbringing. Her father, drunk more often than sober, not only abused his children, but also took what money he earned and headed for the bars and gambling halls. Mom related that often he took her along as a small child. She was the oldest of her siblings, so I think she probably endured the most abuse and misuse. But he would take her along and use her to play the slot machines. She was his lucky penny. She wasn't allowed in the bars, so she sat in the car for hours on end, and she mentioned sometimes it was so cold in the car. But she would be there during his drinking binges. Amazingly, they weren't killed when he later drove them home. When I walked the Atlantic City boardwalk nearly 15 years ago with my family on vacation, this remembrance came to me when I saw unsupervised children sitting outside on the steps of a casino. And not long ago on the news, I heard of a child who was brutally murdered in the bathroom of a casino while his parent was gambling. These are some of the pathetic sights that people often don't refer to, but are nonetheless consequences of gambling.
Oh, that's quite a story, Brooksine. Thank God for redemption. As she read, I thought of our very corrupt governor of the state of Pennsylvania, who is hell-bent on pushing gambling upon our state. And thank God for godly folks that rise up against it, but presently appears to be winning. The promise, of course, is that there'll be a cut in taxes, in this case, the real estate taxes. What a lie and what a foolish man. But no telling how much money he's being paid by influences of gambling to promote this. Well, you can see the message is on our heart today. My, I would not want to regularly write about a topic like this, but we feel it needed to be stated. Our website today is dailyencouragement.net. We have a number of additional aspects, some more photos that we took during our weekend, and just some more expressions of our life and God's work through us. Also, I've written a new blog post on my humor satire blog, and there's a link to that. A little story about a minister that has quite a number of doctorates he received from the email mills. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and experience the real joy that comes from serving Christ.